A research fellow at the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEC, Kwesi Jonah, has identified some of the hindrances to the growth of democracy in Africa. He said control of the media by politicians is one of the major factors. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Points, he said majority of media houses in the country are owned by politicians, which makes it difficult to sustain the media freedom in the country.
If you have a freedom of the media, the media are free to, there will definitely be limits. What has happened in our African continent is not so much the lack of limits. What has happened in our African context is the colonization of the media by politicians. Virtually, if you look at the media landscape, very few of them can claim to be independent. And Ghana is a typical case in point. If you look at the media houses, very few of them are not owned by politicians. So much so that you just have to mention the name of the station and I'll tell you which party, it's like the same thing has happened to the mobilization of the political parties themselves. You tell me your name and I'll tell you which party you belong to, so or tell me where you come from and I'll tell you which party you support. It's making the media freedoms that we have gained so very difficult to sustain. It makes people sometimes pass criticisms against the media that they really do not deserve. So instead of an objective analysis to educate the public, they are giving you a heavily politically biased information. And that is what is that. But the media freedoms, I think we should have them.
But should be limited.
I would say that the media themselves will also exercise considerable self-censorship.
The head of research and programs at the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, Francis Odro, advocates the alignment of responsibilities to democracy in media circles. He said all media houses must ensure that they are responsible and follow the tenets of democracy.
Democracy does not mean that there is no restrictions or limits to the kind of freedom. I think it comes also with responsibility. And I think that is where we need to look at. The fact that we are all conversing for free media does not mean that the media does not have responsibility to that kind of liberty that comes with it. And so it's not a question of limiting free speech. It's a question of strengthening the responsible media.
So what happens to the responsible one?
Of course, that's why we have rules and regulations. Democracy also means rule of law. That's why we have rules, we have institutions, and rules come with sanctions if you breach those rules. So I think we should defend, promote, and resist all attempts to crush free speech. But at the same time, we should ensure that the media is responsible and follow the tenets of democratic practice. I think that the media sector itself needs to regulate itself, need to train the media practitioners so they can understand what they're doing and contribute to democracy. We normally call them the fourth estate of democratic society or the democratic system. I think it's not a question of limiting them, it's a question of how responsible the media can be in a democracy.